proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Israeli archaeologist Yigal Adin once said, "Some of what I am about to relate may sound like a detective story, but the truth is that our great guide was the Bible. And as an archaeologist, I cannot imagine a greater thrill than working with the Bible in one hand and the spade in the other. As his team unearthed several unique artifacts buried in several strata, the evidence in front of him showed that indeed that the Bible is accurate. Sometimes the accounts that we read in the scriptures seem disconnected or out of place to us in the 21st century. However, archaeology is the confirmation of what we believe by faith in the Word of God. The Bible is alive. Let us now explore some of the tremendous finds that have been uncovered that show us the reality of the life of the people and places that we read of in the Bible. If you've ever taken a tour to Israel, and I trust that you have, if not, definitely make that as one of your life goals, you may have had the privilege of visiting the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. Here, one can see the Bible come to life through many unique artifacts, including the House of David Stella and the Dead Sea Scrolls. But there is one section of the museum that is precious to believers that sheds light to help us understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Here we see a heel bone with a nail of a crucified man. Also, we notice the ornate ossuary of Caiaphas the high priest. But look now in the center of this display. What you see is a stone slab bearing an inscription with the name Pontius Pilate. The year was 1961, and an Italian team of archaeologists was busy working at the ancient site of Caesarea Maritima. Here on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea, a stone slab was found in the backstage of the expansive amphitheater. But what the stone revealed would shock the world. As scholars cleaned the stone, they read the inscription, "Tiberium Pontius Pilatus, Prefect Judea." This stone slab bore the name of none other than Pontius Pilate, who made this tablet in honor of Tiberius Caesar. Ironically, the stone slab was used as a step in a stairway, but its original use was as a dedication stone for a nearby temple. Another find related to Pilate was a bronze ring unearthed near Bethlehem in 1969 at Herod's fortress called the Herodium. Using special cameras, experts deciphered the inscription which said Pilatus. Such rings were used in antiquity for sealing letters or to stamp official documents with wax. This ring was probably used by one of Pilate's officials. Being Pilatus or Pilate was a rare name in Israel. This ring probably belonged to the biblical Pilate himself. So, who was this Pilate? Pilate was the fifth prefect of Judea, serving under Tiberius from 26 to 36 AD. Most Christians are familiar with Pontius Pilate from the Gospel accounts. Pilate is infamous for giving the order for the crucifixion of Jesus. Early on the morning of Passover, the chief priests and elders of Israel brought Jesus to Pilate to be tried and condemned to death. It was here that Pilate asked, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" Pilate's dilemma was that he had to answer for himself who Jesus was. But when he condemned Jesus, he was condemned himself. At this moment, the authority of Rome was brought to its knees by the humble Lamb of God. John 3:17 and 18 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And now, as we stand in the Israel Museum in Jerusalem, we are reminded of the eternal decision that Pilate faced 2,000 years ago. In the end, he sent Jesus to Calvary as he hopelessly washed his hands. Only heaven will reveal if Pilate truly found the answer to his question, "What is truth?" Pilate's encounter with Jesus should make one stop and answer the same question he had, "What shall I do with Jesus?" One cannot be neutral concerning the person of Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and he rose again. Why? Because Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So I leave you with this question, my friend. What will you do with Jesus? Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, "Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.